Good morning and welcome to a 1001 Spotlight. I'm Bill Beckett, the program director here at Red River Radio, and joining me this morning is Mark Massam. He's an interpretive ranger at Lake Bistineau State Park, and they have a little program coming up called Christmas in the Park. Mark, thanks for coming in this morning.
Well, thank you for having me.
Tell me a little bit about what Christmas in the Park is going to be like for folks who may want to come out.
Well, what we're doing is we're inviting people to come out and go camping with us the second weekend of December. Decorate their campgrounds. We want to see that campground just, you know, exploding with Christmas decorations. And then on Saturday night, December the 8th, we are going to be offering the general public hay rides through the campground so they can come out and actually see the different takes of what camping during Christmas time is to the different people. We have 67 campsites. You know, it doesn't matter where you're camping in an RV, if you're camping in a tent, come out, get a campsite, decorate it up. Welcome Santa Claus to this area by showing him how you think camping during this season should be.
Now, how elaborate can they get on their decorations? Is it just their tent and vehicle and site, or if they wanted to climb up and string lights in the trees, is that permissible?
They can go as far as they want, as long as they do not damage the campsite or the trees. We don't want people nailing stuff to trees or cutting trees right down, or, you know, destroying the campsites. But, you know, pretty much other than that, the sky's the limit. It's just as long as it's contained to their campsite. And even if you have a group that wants to come out, we have a Jeep group that's coming out. We have Dutch Oven Society that's coming out. And they've rented a block of campsites, and they're going to do that whole block up. So if you have a group and you want to get a couple campsites together so that you have more space, that is perfectly acceptable.
And so the Dutch Oven Society will be there. Will there be a chance for folks to maybe learn a little bit about what Dutch ovens are?
Yes, that Saturday morning at 10 o'clock, we will be having a Dutch Oven 101 class. Doesn't matter if you're staying with us or if you just want to come in for the Dutch oven class. Please come out and you can learn about this historic method of cooking and, you know, how it's helped settle America.
And you can literally cook just about anything in it?
Yes. I actually am a Dutch oven cooker myself, and I've made everything from eggs in the morning to a cake at night. And so you can bake with it, you can grill with it, you can steam with it. There's no limit of what you can do with a Dutch oven.
So folks can just literally either watch or maybe even get some hands-on experience with some of these Dutch ovens?
I actually set up a cooking demonstration so people can see the actual process of setting up the Dutch oven. And we also talk about how to select them, how to care for them. And they will last a lifetime, actually longer than a lifetime. In my family, we have Dutch ovens that are older than I am.
Now, when I grew up, we had old cast iron skillets. And the one thing that I learned very early on was you don't wash a cast iron skillet in soapy water. Can you explain why that is and then how you do a properly clean a cast iron skillet or a Dutch oven?
If a cast iron skillet or Dutch oven is properly seasoned, which means it has the oils and stuff in it, it's the original nonstick cookware. And so if you were to use soap, you would actually remove that seasoning from the pot and you would lose that nonstick. Typically, if a cast iron cookware is properly seasoned, the most that you would have to do is wipe it out or maybe scrape a little bit and just use plain hot water and then dry it immediately. You can put it on the shelf and that's it.
And how do you season properly good cast iron?
Well, it's actually really easy. There are a number of ways to go about it. One of my favorite ways to do is have a fish fry. I will take my Dutch oven and put it over a flame, completely fill it with oil, and sit there and, you know, fry fish all day. And the heat actually causes the molecules of the iron to open up, and it sucks that oil into it. And then at the end of the day, dump the oil out, wipe it down, and you're done.
Any other events that are going to be going on with this Christmas in the Park? Any other side journeys that you want to tell people about?
Yes, on Christmas Eve, I grew up in South Louisiana, and so I'm used to seeing the bonfires on the levee.
Mm-hmm.
And so while we don't have a levee at the park, I am going to have a bonfire out there on Christmas Eve to light Santa's way to this area.
So folks can actually come out and participate around that if they wanted to.
Yeah, they can come out, you know, sing Christmas carols, make s'mores, grill hot dogs. It's a way for us to gather to celebrate the Christmas season and, of course, light Santa's way to this area to make sure that he doesn't miss us this year.
That's Mark Massam, interpretive ranger at Lake Bistineau State Park, talking about Christmas in the park. And that's going to be celebrated presumably throughout most of the month of December. And everybody who's listening right now has a chance to go out and participate in this and also just experience the beauty of Lake Bistineau State Park. Mark, again, I want to thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
This has been a 1001 Spotlight. And for Red River Radio, I'm Bill Beckett.